Hello, this is Deacon Phuc Phan from St. Albert the Great Catholic Church in Austin, Texas. Thank you for joining me today on this Tuesday of the second week of Lent. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus spoke to the crowds and to his disciples, saying, "The scribes and the Pharisees have taken their seat on the chair of Moses. Therefore, do not do and observe all things whatsoever that they tell you, but do not follow their example. They preach, but they do not practice. They tie up heavy burdens, hard to carry, and lay them on people's shoulders, but they will not lift a finger to move them. All their works are performed to be seen. They widen their phylacteries and lengthen their tassels. They love places of honors at banquet, seats of honor in synagogues, greetings in marketplaces, and the salutation, Rabbi. As for you, do not be called Rabbi. You have but one teacher, and you are all brothers. Call no one on earth your father. You have but one father in heaven. Do not be called Master, but you have but one Master, the Christ. The greatest among you must be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, but whoever humbles himself will be exalted." The Gospel of the Lord. Sisters and brothers in Christ, my goddaughter, niece, and nephews, keep me honest. They remind me to practice what I preach because I think that they observe my actions as much as they listen to my words. Sometimes they call me out. Most children do, which is why adults sometimes have to say to the kids, "Well, that's because I am the adult and you are the child." Jesus warns us of this in today's gospel when he talked about the scribes and the Pharisees, saying, "Do and observe all things whatsoever they tell you, but do not follow their examples. For they preach, but they do not practice." In other words, the scribes and the Pharisees lord their authorities over others. Jesus tells his disciples that would not be them. They should be servants first, because the Son of God did not come to be served, but to serve. Jesus is the servant leader par excellence. I presented this in my recent core talk on leadership, which you can find here. A servant leader puts the needs of others before him out of charity. As Jesus tells us, no one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friend. That is the mark of a true servant leader. Amen.